A group of hardy bikers, runners, and skiers are getting a first-hand look at the conditions the dogs and mushers will face next week. They're competing in the Iditarod Trail Invitational Human-Powered Race from Wasilla to McGrath. 29-year-old Pete Bassinger won late last night on a fat bike, which has pudgy tires to help a rider stay afloat on the snow. APRN's Annie Feit has the story.
The trail features difficult mountain passes, soft snow, and collapsible ice bridges. But for winner Pete Bassinger, the biggest challenge was just staying awake. The Anchorage resident finished the 350-mile course in 3 days, 9 hours, and 45 minutes. During that time, he figures he slept just 7.5 hours.
And it's always kind of trying to find this balance between, is it better to sleep or is it better to kind of push through? Because you definitely hit a point of diminishing returns where if you get too tired, you're just making such slow progress. It's better just to stop and sleep. And I think I managed to find the balance pretty good this year.
This was Bassinger's 10th Iditarod Invitational and 4th win. He says the course was challenging this year, but not the worst he's seen. If the trail gets too soft or difficult, fat bikers have to walk instead, which is slow and demoralizing. Bassinger says he pushed his bike less than 50 miles this year, but the riding wasn't exactly easy.
You're always working. It's not like riding on dirt or riding on the road where you can sort of coast and get a little bit of a break. You're always kind of pushing, I guess. So that's sort of what beats down on you in the end, is it's just this huge effort nonstop. So kind of it's pretty exhausting.
Bassinger held a substantial lead for most of the race. At the very end, though, 40-year-old Jeff Oatley started closing the gap, finishing less than half an hour back. On the last stretch, Bassinger knew Oatley wasn't far behind and kept a close watch for the telltale flash of his headlamp.
When Jeff was coming in from Nikolai, he was being kind of cautious not to flash his headlight directly down the river to sort of avoid me seeing it in case we were inside of each other. So it's kind of just like the games you sort of play, you know. But I think that half-hour gap was just long enough where we were never quite inside of each other.
Looking back, Jeff Oatley says Bassinger won the race on a tough section of trail between Finger Lake and Pentilla Lake. Oatley had to walk, but he could see Bassinger's track and knew his competitor had been able to stay on his bike.
It's really up and down. There's a lot of climbing, but it also gets really mogly from snow machine traffic on the Iron Dog. So it was just constant, like, deep moguls that were pretty tightly spaced, and I couldn't believe that he was riding it.
It was a warm race this year, with temperatures as high as 40 degrees. Racers expected to see a lot of open water on the trail. Oatley says that didn't end up being a problem, but they did encounter tenuous ice bridges over the Dalzell Gorge. He says it took some guts to cross them.
There's a couple of them where I was just like, kind of just going fast and hoping that they collapsed behind me because they just didn't look very substantial at all. And then I'd also think, well, they held Pete, so it'll probably hold me.
There are still about 40 racers out on the course. Most finish in McGrath, but a few hardy souls are hoping to go all the way to Nome. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.